Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been too long since my last confession. After all, I left this town for college nearly 3 years ago, but I have returned to confess my sins. Father, I have slipped into the vices of the flesh. I have given into the cardinal sin of lust. I left home such a good girl, a Catholic girl, my virtues and morals intact. But I was ill prepared for the temptations of life outside of my Catholic school upbringings. Although through these trials and tests, my body has remained pure. I have preserved my chastity, but only just. You see, Father, my thoughts, my mind, my mouth, they crave more. I come here today to confess my descent into what I have become today. Why my name escapes the lips of countless college boys and men at school more than that of any other woman. Yes, Father. Yeah, I'll start at the beginning. It was my first year away, and left to my own devices in a university and city full of strangers. I turned 19 less than 4 months into my freshman year. My fellow dorm mates threw an extravagant celebration for me that night. We were less than quiet into the late hours of the night. So much so that we drew the attention of our dormitory's resident advisor. He was an upperclassman, tall, fit, and incredibly handsome. I'm certain every girl on our floor had a crush on him. But I digress. He came as a response to the noise complaints that night. I remember his stature, standing there, filling our doorframe as I apologized profusely for the commotion. Yet, contrary to his physique, he was incredibly sweet and charming. He wished me a happy birthday and left it as an unofficial warning to keep it down. The events and conversation that followed are nothing but a blur. I recall my friends inviting him in, vying for his attention. But his eyes, they never left mine. His gaze, he sent shivers down my spine. His voice formed corrupt thoughts in my mind. And his touch. God, Father, his touch was enough to make my toes curl. That night progressed, and soon it was just the two of us. He brought me in for a kiss. My first. And I melted into his arms. He told me I was a good girl. That he had a birthday present for me. He corrupted my mind, Father. The onslaught put forth by his looks, his charm, his voice. It eroded at my being until, God, Father, until I was on my knees in front of him, looking up into his eyes, his coy smile. Forgive me, Father, for what I'm about to confess may shock the soul. You see, Father, unbeknownst to me, he had spread my reputation amongst his brothers, and, well, that night, as I was once again on my knees, getting my face fucked for the final time, before I received my reward from him, his brothers came in and surrounded me. To say it didn't excite me, that would be a lie. I was corrupted. The sight of their hard cocks aroused me. The anticipation to taste each and every one of their unique flavors made me drip. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I stripped for them, down until I was naked as the day I was born. Their jeers and clapping, it aroused me. And soon, they noticed. And they made my comments about how wet I was. How they could see me dripping down my thighs. How soaked my discarded thong was. And then he spoke. My boy. My cock. In the softest, most caring tone. He told them all the truth. That I was still pure. That the dripping wet cunt before their eyes was that of a virgin's. There was a quiet pause as I felt their eyes bore into me, broken only by his voice as he continued. He uttered the words I had been hoping for, the words that I had fantasized about every night before bed and as I touched myself. In a more threatening tone, he told them to respect my chastity, but to punish my whore mouth. And with that, I was in heaven. Father, I lost count of how many men used my mouth that night. I heard my name uttered and moaning from untold strange voices as each took a turn. I was put in all sorts of positions. On my knees, all fours, on my back. My jaw was sore, my arms burning, but I kept going. I wanted every drop. I craved it, nearly orgasming every time I felt that hot, sticky glow hit my skin, my breast, my tongue, or my face. By the end of it, I was laying in the middle of the room, completely coated in the seed of his fraternity brothers. He walked over, his cock throbbing in his hands. He had been watching, and now he needed his release. I got on my knees for him and finished him with my mouth. He smiled and thanked me for an amazing last year. I left that night with a new reputation, a new name, the Virgin Cum Slut, and I absolutely adored it. You see, Father, the obedient, pure Catholic girl I was when I left this town has returned to confess her sins and to admit that I can't stop thinking about it, that even as I confess to you, recalling the memory for the 100th time, my body still reacts. I should be remorseful for all my sins, but I am not. And for that, I am here to seek your guidance. Father? Are you still there? Say something. Please. I can hear you breathing. Well, if you aren't going to say anything. Open your door, Father. I come confessing my deepest, dirtiest sins to you, and you haven't even offered a penance. So tell me, Father, what advice can you offer to save my soul? To save me from this immoral path? The path that's been paved by the betrayal of my body? Unless, Father, unless you don't want to save me. Unless you want to join. Here, let me just rest my hands on your thighs. And lean into your ear. I can see the outline, Father. admired your breaths as I confessed. I know you're aroused. And here I am, before you, in this tight, hot confessional booth. My Catholic school uniform snug against this tight body. The skirt rising up higher as I bend over close. My breath. That's it. You can look down. Fighting every button. So help me, Father. Save this corrupt virgin cum slut. Steer my soul from a path of pleasure and sin. From being made impure. From getting fucked and used every night by a stranger of my choosing. Oh, you liked that, didn't you, Father? Your cock just dropped against those tight slacks. Here. Let me just sit on your lap. Straddle you. Fuck. You're so thick, Father. Or should I call you Daddy? What was your favorite part? Now that you see me, can you imagine how good I look on my knees? Fuck. Let me just grind into you. Fuck. Fuck. You hear how wet this virgin pussy is for you? How much it turned me on remembering being a wet mouth for all of those cocks. Fuck. That made my pussy drenched. You feel me soaking through your slacks? My untouched pussy desperately grinding at your hardness. What am I doing? I'm taking your cock out, Daddy. That's what. What's that? We shouldn't. Do you want me to stop? Do my soft hands not feel good wrapped around your hard cock? As I pull and tug it free from the confines of your pants? No, it's not that. I don't think you want me to stop, Daddy. Your throbbing cock and delicious fucking pre-cum says otherwise. But if you really want me to, if you really have the strength, then say it. Tell me to stop. Didn't think so. Take your pants all the way off. That's it. Let me just tease the tip with my finger and swirl that delicious pre-cum around so I can taste. Fuck, you taste good. So much pre-cum, Daddy. You're a naughty priest, aren't you? Well, good thing I'm a naughty girl, and I want nothing more than to grind this virgin cunt along your thick cock. What's that, Daddy? It feels so wet and so warm. Feeling my cunt sliding up and down the bottom of your shaft. Well, of course it does. Because I'm not wearing any. You think a cum slut like me would bother with panties under my Catholic schoolgirl uniform? Here. Let me unzip my skirt so you can watch. Look down. You see that? The tip of your delicious cock. Pushing between my pussy. My virgin cunt. Coating your cock with my wetness. It feels so good. Your cock feels so fucking good rubbing against my entrance. My clit. Daddy. Your cock is gonna make me come, you know that? I'm twitching and flexing so much. It wants more, doesn't it, Daddy? Fuck. Look how close you are. With each roll of my hips, how easy it would be for you to just thrust and enter me. Enter my virgin pussy and claim me. Ruin me. Deflower this tight cunt. It's so tempting, isn't it? Just one small thrust and I'd be impaled by your thick manhood. Cursed to a life of sin. It doesn't sound so bad, does it? When you have me at your pleasure, we could sin together. Fall into a path of temptation. But my chastity, Father, our pureness for God, we can't falter. No matter how hard the temptation is, how hot and slutty I am. Fuck, I'm close. Daddy, I'm going to pick up the speed. Don't come until I do. Understand, Daddy? Oh, fuck. Yes, grab my hips and pull me down. Make me grind harder onto your cock. Make this virgin come on your dick. Fuck, that's it. Daddy? Daddy? Daddy, I'm gonna come. Come with me. You hurt me. I want you to come. I want to feel your hot, sticky load on my slit. I want to feel it mixed with my juices. Come. Oh, come for me, Daddy. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Look at all that gum. You're so pent up, huh? Fuck. It keeps going. I want it. Every drop. I'm gonna keep rolling my hips on your cock until you're empty. I love feeling those warm spurts between us. Fuck. God, Daddy. You made such a mess of my virgin pussy. Fuck. It looks so pretty covered in your load, doesn't it, Daddy? Like, that's how it should always be. Fuck. Let me just reach down. Reach down and slip a finger inside. Finger fuck your cum into this virgin cunt. Fuck. Before. Fuck, you taste so good. Where's my skirt? Ah, there it is. So, tell me, Father, was that enough of a penance to absolve me from my sins? Walking out of the church with your seed dripping down my thighs, stuck to my virgin cunt? Thank you, Father. Yes, for his mercy endures forever. I'll be sure to come in and confess my sins the next time I'm home from school. Daddy.